Turn with me to Psalm 103, verse number 1 through verse number 5. We read, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies." Now let's go back for a moment and look at that. The Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," or everything within you should be praising God. And we come to a place where we need to be people of praise. We need to be people who are excited about praising God, who understand that when we praise God and bless Him, God responds to that. But it also says, "And forget not all His benefits." How many of you got up this morning, looked in the mirror, and said, "Boy, how important am I to God? God really needs me. I am such a blessing to Him." I realize you didn't do that. But the Bible says God has benefits for His people. How many of you realize that the benefits are greater than just going to heaven? You know, heaven is great, and none of us want to miss it. But how many realize the benefits are better than that, or equally as good as that? How about forgiving all your iniquities, all your sins? Who else do you know that would forgive your sins? How about healing all your diseases? God deals with our sicknesses. How about redeeming your life from destruction? How about crowning you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Now, I want to go back to something. When you are sick, don't call somebody who doesn't believe in healing. Don't call someone who's going to look at you and say, "Yeah, I had an aunt that had that problem. We buried her last week." We need to come to a place of standing on the Word of God. We need to come to a place of saying, "God, you told me to ask and seek and knock." Don't give up. I'm not saying you can't go to a doctor. I'm not saying that. I'm saying whatever you're doing, hold on to it. Hold on to the Word of God. Hold on to this verse. He heals all my sicknesses. Don't stop now. We've come too far to say, "Well, that doesn't work." Sometimes it takes time. Why? I don't know. I'm not up there making that decision. But hang on to it. Keep moving with it. Keep praising God with it. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Now, look at me. God doesn't get harsh with you. God will discipline you, but that's usually through the Word of God. God crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. How many of you absolutely radically, when you get a little bit upset with your kids, just take a rod and beat the living snot out of them? We don't do that. Sometimes we like to, maybe. God doesn't do that to you either. He doesn't punish you. He disciplines you. I know Selena needs it. I understand that. Everybody always looks at Selena when I talk this way. But we come to a place where we have to understand that God has to get our attention, and He wants to get our attention through the Word of God. But sometimes when we're going the wrong direction, He just has to take His hand off and let us go. Remember the story of the prodigal son? How far did the father chase the prodigal son down the road when he left? He didn't, did he? He let him go. He didn't shut the front door and put a padlock on it to the house. He just let him go. But remember, when he saw this vagabond son coming down the road, coming home, what did he do? He ran to him. In other words, the father was looking for the son to come back. When he saw that little cloud of dust coming, or whatever he saw, he recognized it was his son. He went to meet him. He loved him. He killed the fatted calf. He put the robe on him. He rejoiced. The father rejoices when the wayward comes back. He's not waiting to get even. Are we okay? You believe that? Amen. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Old man Dave, I expect you to be flying higher than you've ever been. He renews so that your youth is like the eagle. They that wait upon the Lord, or they that expect from the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I was asked the other day, where do you get your energy? It's only come from God. I don't even know if I have any. But it comes from God. Where do you get your strength to go through things? From God. Where do you get your ability to speak words of help and life into people's lives who are going through things? From God. And so whatever is going on, our focus and our attention must be the same. It must be about God. And don't let the devil sow any negative thoughts in your mind. Walk it out. Live it out. Speak it out. Give God glory, give God praise, give God credit. Worship Him, praise Him. Get the Word of God and get on your knees before Him and start devouring it. I usually leave my Bible here because that's where I meet Him in the morning. And I always have it there when a verse comes to my mind or I need to pray Daniel's prayer for our country or something's going on. It's always about God's Word. And He has a word for you. We okay? Can you say amen?
Amen.
You happy with the Lord?
Amen.
Okay, go to Deuteronomy 28. Haven't been there for a long time. It's still in the Bible. Deuteronomy 28, as I was reading this on my knees the other morning, I started thinking of our farmers. I started thinking of the workers. I started thinking of the people. Because this is a blessing from God to Israel. How many realize He is not a Jew that's circumcised outwardly, but He is a Jew who's circumcised of the heart? So in other words, we are Jews in relationship with God. Maybe not in your nationality, but in spiritual nationality. And He says this. We're going to read about 14 verses, 13 verses. But I'm going to stop and just go through this with you a little bit. Now, if it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all His commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. How many realize we were once there? This nation was once high above everyone. Because God had blessed it. But listen, if you diligently obey, what does it mean to obey? To do, what did you say?
Follow the
rules. Follow the rules, okay. How many commandments do we have today that God's given us?
Two.
What are they? So all the Ten Commandments are wrapped up in the two. How many understand that? We still don't go out and break the ten. We don't break any of them. But there are two major commandments. When the man came to Christ and said, what is the greatest of commandments? And Jesus looked at him and said, love the Lord your God with all your mind, soul, strength, and heart. And love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, take a moment right now. How many of you are following those? That's between you and God. Who's my neighbor? Anybody that has a need. How many of us are walking through those? Okay. If we're living and keeping and obeying the commandments, he's saying this. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Because you obey the voice of your God. How many just want to obey God? Raise your hand if you're just determined to obey God. Okay, some of you don't care, but some of you want to obey. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed you shall be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, and the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Okay, let's do something. How many farmers or ranchers do we have here? Stand up, please. You're a farmer or rancher. If you've got livestock, I want you to stand. And seriously, I want you to just stand in the aisles up here. I really want you to just step out and stand in the aisle. I believe with all my heart we read these things, but do we understand them? Are we going to take them? Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak these blessings into everyone who's standing here right now. That the fruit of their body, the produce of the ground, the increase of the herds, the increase of the cattle, and the offspring of their flocks will multiply and be healthy and live and produce what, Lord, you've intended them to produce in Jesus' name. How many say, I'll accept that? I'll accept that. Amen. Thank you. I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but I want that to happen. Donna, what's a kneading bowl? You need your bread, okay? Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. How many of you do some kind of baking or cooking? Stand up if you bake or cook. I mean cook anything. I mean even in the microwave. Step out here. Come on. Let's get blessed. Martha, you're cooking for other people. Get up. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless and we multiply the food that these folks are cooking and baking and grilling and whatever else is happening in this part. And Father, multiply it, keep it, bless it, and let it produce beyond anything that people even imagine. The gardens, Lord. We keep them from the raccoons. We keep them from any varmint that will destroy, from the blight, from worms, and from drought. In Jesus' name. Amen. How many are going to accept that? Give the Lord a hand. Amen. Now remember, if you see a little furry creature in your garden, rebuke that thing and get the gun. No. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. How many do any traveling? Stand up if you travel. If you're going on vacation, if you're going to Texas, wherever you are, if you're traveling, praise God. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless people when they go in. We bless people when they go out. We bless their vehicles, Lord, that they get great mileage. Father, we bless that they'll find the cheapest gas, not in quantity, or not in quality, but in quantity. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pour blessings into your people, and we take hold of it in Jesus' name. Amen. And the tractors.
Amen.
Amen. Pray. Why not?
Just standing up.
Yeah. Why not? The Lord will cause your enemies. Now this is going to be interesting. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face, and they shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. I'm going to ask a question. This might be hard. How many have people that don't like you? Go say something so you can stand this time too. Go get somebody mad at you. You say, what are you talking about? We don't have enemies. They have enemies. People don't like us. People want to hurt you sometime. But we pray for those who dislike us and distort and say things against us. If you're going through a situation with someone that's not healthy, just stand. We're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know people that have decided they don't like us. Sometimes, Lord, it's because they don't like you. And Lord, it just tears our hearts out to see people who refuse to submit to Jesus Christ. Lord, if there are issues in our life that we have promoted this, forgive us. But Father, in Jesus' name, we rebuke the power of Satan against those people who come against us. And Lord, our desire is that not only would they stop it, but Lord, they'd get saved. In Jesus' name, we cover these people with the blood of Jesus right now, and we give you praise. Amen. 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 We okay? Amen. Okay. I've never preached like this before, but I felt this week was a time to do it. The Lord will command the blessings on your storehouses. How many have barns? Anybody got any barns? Okay. And in all to which you set your hand, he will bless you in the land which the Lord God is giving you. If you have barns, you're going to get tired here and you're going to go sleep on me. Raise your hand. If you got barns that you keep wheat or bins or something in, this is actually means barns. Chicken coops, huh? Father, in the name of Jesus, we protect the shelters, the barns, the coops that we contain our livelihood in. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we're not letting any more weasels come in to get the chickens. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Amen.
Amen.
Are we okay? The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself. Praise God. Just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord, your God will walk in his ways. Then all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord and shall be afraid of you. The Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, in the produce of the ground, in the land which the Lord spoke to your fathers to give. The Lord will open his good treasure. That means this, folks. Look at me. The Lord will open his barn, his storehouse in heaven. How many believe the Lord's storehouse might be just a little bigger than ours? How many will take what the Lord opens in storehouse and pour out upon you? The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain in your land and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations and you shall not borrow. I was thinking of this as I read that. How many would like to have more money than the banks to be able to lend to them?
Amen.
Come on. You don't look at me like I'm crazy. The Bible says that this country and Israel was supposed to be lending, not borrowing. We are the ones that have the supplies. We are the ones that have the finances. I just started chuckling when I was on my knees the other morning. I'm reading, yeah, lend to these banks. Huh, okay, God. You'll be the lender, not the borrower. I like this. The Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. Now listen, stop saying something, okay? Stop saying I'm doing okay under the circumstances. How'd you get under them? By looking at them and making them mountains and giants, and all of a sudden they're bigger than you, but they're never bigger than your God. Amen? They're not bigger than God. They seem huge. That's why the Bible says if you speak to that mountain, it's going to what?
Move.
Going to crush you. No, it's going to move. And so instead of looking at it and say, I can't, how about looking at it and saying, God, you can. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it seems like. I ask Curtis every once in a while, how's the milk check? It's kind of up and down at times, isn't it? But you know something? God can stretch it. Instead of expecting when your income is smaller and you're going to have all kinds of problems, just say, oh, cool, I'm so blessed, Lord, I can make it on this. Lord, I'm so blessed, it doesn't matter. Because you are opening your storehouse in heaven and you're going to supply my need. So you shall not turn, in verse 14, from any of the words which I command you this day to the right or to the left to go after other gods to serve them. Now listen, I'm not going to read about the curses. You want to read the rest of that chapter when you get home? It's not very pretty after what we got to. If we obey, if we walk in God's word, if we bless God, if we come to a place that we're, no matter what, we're praising his name, we're worshiping him, and we can go through it, and you are more than a conqueror. But you know something? How many have read Deuteronomy 28 before? See, a lot of people didn't know that was in there. A lot of people wouldn't apply it. And so that's what Kirk and Marnie and Judy and I are trying to do, is just get people to get in there. And you'll find things in there that are gems. And they fit for your circumstance. They fit for your situation. And just take hold of them and say, God, I'm not giving up. I'm not letting go. I'm not backing down. I'm not running. I'm not living in fear. Because you know something? You always win. Because God's never lost. You're always victorious. Take off those goggles that see just issues. Lift your hands up to the living God and rejoice in him and praise him and honor him and walk in that spirit. Amen?